This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Potty pod, potty pod, 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 potty pod. You know what's really annoying? We put so much effort into our show every day, yeah? And then I listen to some podcasts that are so fucking popular. And they haven't given it a second thought. They just open the mic like we do here in the podcast bit when we're burnt out. And they get to like number one. I'm not naming and shaming.
Come on. Tell which podcast it is through interpretive dance.
Or put the mics down and then put the tellers and then put the mics back up.
Yeah. I actually do agree with that.
Sometimes I'm like, how are you both making so much money from this? You haven't even given it a second thought and it doesn't even sound like you want to be here.
So we know it's a two-person podcast.
Yeah.
Narrowing it down.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, if you're making that much bang from something, you should probably put a bit more work into it.
No, I kind of got you.
Emma Nelly made a grave mistake this morning and she's got to be very happy that she works with me. So she put up a picture of her dog, Seamus, on Instagram.
Yeah,
the phone number right on the collar there.
Thank you, sir.
How many minutes was it up for?
About a minute. And
okay.
Callum said, take that down.
Yeah. Well done,
Callum. A little print of his name and my phone number.
That's
on his collar.
That's so cute.
And it was blatant. He was right.
Yeah. Don't they say this now? I don't want to complicate things further, but you're not meant to put your dog's name on the thing, because then if someone's trying to steal the dog, they'll know what name to call it by. You're only meant to put the phone number.
I have fucked this up anymore?
I don't have any tag on mine, so she's just roaming free. But that's just what I've heard. That's what I've heard on the streets.
God. This is like poor, like you can't do anything in this world.
You can't
take your dog for a walk because it's bad for their feet.
You can't even steal a dog anymore.
1038 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It's going to be a hot Friday as well.
Oh, she's going to be a scorcher.
Totally. It looked like over 30 degrees in parts of the country today. Wild.
Ireland has no business being 30 degrees.
I know.
I think that's
sick. I'd agree. You just heard Alex there on the news. He actually starts full time with us as our news guy from next week, right? And he sounds like a very, we've mentioned this once or twice on the show when Alex is on with us. He sounds like a very mature, I don't know what you imagine in your head, someone in his 30s maybe.
Yeah.
Alex is a child. Is it
12 years old?
Like, what?
Is it legal?
Child labour it is now, Bauer.
Alex has been working with us for about 3 years and he was like transition year when he first started. He just turned 21.
Yeah.
No.
He got his leaving cert results while working reporting for Today FM.
Shut.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
He was on the news and he was like, oh, I just got my leaving cert results, better check them.
Oh, that's not allowed. Sorry.
I was just thinking, right? Because I just said to Callum, because I know Alex is starting full time with us next week, delighted. He's great. I'm like, is he finished college now? Callum said, no, he's in final year. So he's going to come in here at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's going to do the news for Spin each morning. Then he'll hand over and he'll go out in the streets and he'll do all his reporting work with News Talk. Then he'll finish at 1 o'clock. Then he'll go to his tutorials and his lectures. Then he'll do his thesis in the evening. And then he'll come back here in the morning. He puts us all to shame. I tried to hold down a 5-hour shift on Saturday when I was in college in a department store and I was like, it's so hard trying to spin all the plates.
My God.
Isn't it unbelievable?
The man never had the fear of the millennium bug.
No.
Y2K means nothing to him.
He hasn't a breeze.
On top of all that, you may be sure he'll get out for 2 student nights a week.
And he'll stop.
It's unbelievable. Getting the shift on a Wednesday in here first thing in the morning.
Sorry, if you get the shift with Alex on a Wednesday, you are a lucky person. Because this guy is going places.
Find him.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
That's Raven Lane and her track Love Me Not on Summer's number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin. Hiya.
How are you getting on? What is the crack? I know everyone is like, oh God, I've 8 weddings this year. I'm off to a wedding. You're off to a wedding. And they do kind of wreck you, but not as much as my mom's retirement, which happened last night. That was the event of the year. She and her mates, they love a hoolie and I'm feeling a little bit tender this morning.
Do you know what? It's the first time I've kind of heard you. You're speaking a little bit more somber than usual
Fiona. I am somber.
May I ask, did you wear makeup last night?
Oh, is there still a bit of it on me?
No, just wondering, did you have mascara on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't really take it off
properly. I did the old micellar cleansing water in the bed number.
Yes, yes. And the little pads lined down beside the bed in the morning.
And I woke up and I was like, do you know what? That's not off. But I was like, Emma's a girl's girl. She won't say. But there you go. So it's grand. Sometimes I kind of like when I haven't taken my makeup off properly.
No,
and I'm like,
great.
It looks like I have a bit of eye makeup on.
Yeah.
But no, it was a great night. My mom retired after, I mean, obviously she, yeah.
Congratulations to the Queen. That's fabulous.
Congratulations, Queen Margaret. She worked for about 20 years in Bank of Ireland. She does some sort of computer programming situation. She's like a service manager. There's some initials in her job and she was talking about them last night. And I was like, now that you're retired, maybe I should learn what those initials are. She told me what they are and I forgot them again. But she's been slaying by all accounts. And there's a few funny connections in her office to me. So her best friend in work is a lad that I hung around with when I was about 14.
Are you joking?
In Shankill. Yeah, he's 2 days older than me. We used to call him Bowser back in the day. Now he goes by Niall in his work capacity. And
I love that though, because we all know in workplace environments like that, you're friends with people of all ages.
Yeah.
I used to work in the Shaw's department stores in Fermoy in County Cork, and a lady near retirement was my
best mate.
And I was like 19 or 20 at the time.
Like, I don't know what is going on with the two of these. Like, I'm like, are you my new dad? Like, what is the situation? Because they hang out all the time.
Was he there
last
night?
They go for walks. Was he there? He was the belle of the ball. It was essentially like his retirement party. He's been texting my sister all week being like, what am I going to do for a present? What am I going to do when Mags leaves? Like, I can't live without her. They go for walks on a Tuesday. We meet him at the pub on Christmas Eve. Now, to be fair, like, we're all in Shankill, so like we meet him. But it's just insane. So he was getting on it last night. So there's him. There's also my mom works with my neighbour from two doors down in Crumlin. Literally two doors down.
What?
So I was catching up with her as well. Gina, shout out. And she was filling me in on some very interesting things. So I have my dog, Danish. Gina has three cats.
Oh.
Now, lurchers and cats don't tend to mix. Mm. So these cats are like sat outside on our shed roof, like terrorizing Danish. And obviously we would not let her near them because like, you know.
God forbid.
And my other neighbour, Maureen, who I've mentioned before on the show, she hates cats and she has like a load of bottles, plastic bottles on her like wall so that they won't climb on top. Like when we first moved in, we were like, are you doing an art project, Maureen? But she's trying to keep the cats away. She doesn't like any animals. She doesn't like Danish. But Gina told me last night, she was like, oh God, Maureen's telling me get my cats out of the garden. They're bothering her Danish. So she's like happy enough to act like she loves my dogs if it means she can. Anyway.
Oh so my God, you got all the grief.
Catching up on that small Crumlin Road gossip.
I'm absolutely fuming I wasn't at Mags' retirement.
It was the event of the year. I left Wayne there. I was like, I'm leaving at about 10 o'clock, like, because I'm up for this. Everyone's like, are you up for the radio? Half five? What time are you up? And I was like, yeah, guys, I'm going. They were all just getting honest. And Wayne was like, I might stay. And I was like, you're staying out on your own at my mother's retirement. And he was like, no, I want to catch up with Michael, who's my brother. They sent me a screenshot. They sent me a picture of themselves in Whelan's at 1 o'clock in the morning at the Silent Disco.
And is Mags at the Silent Disco?
She could very
is
well
Bowser?
Be. Bowser, I don't know. Dwayne and Michael were definitely at the Silent Disco.
The neighbour,
she could very well be. She's quite Whelan's coded.
Oh, I need an update this morning. As soon as Dwayne's awake, I need to know if everyone made it to the Silent Disco.
I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't hold your breath till he's awake. And then when I was leaving for work in the morning, my brother's runners are in my living room and there's like 8 pizza boxes in the kitchen. So I don't know what happened. I have my earplugs in. But by all accounts, Mags, big up. Congrats on the retirement.
Waking up in your house this morning could be Bowser or Niall, Mags, the neighbour,
Dwayne, everyone.
The cats.
I don't know they are.
The bottles from the wall next door could be lying around this morning.
Yeah. They'd be tucked into.
That's it. Event of the year over, girl. Congrats to Mags.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Babe, this is Spin. It's 22 minutes after 7 and the first thing I heard on the radio this morning on the way to work was the weather and how good it's going to be, particularly today. I think it's breaking records in parts of the country. We're going to over 30 degrees, which is obviously pretty unprecedented and
I'm
not
nervous.
Very Irish.
Nope.
So naturally, as an Irish person, I panic. panicked on behalf of everyone all over the country.
It's the only solution, only reaction.
Obviously, temperatures rose sharply mid-June. I honestly think I am bringing the sun with me because before I left to go on holiday, it was beautiful here. Then he had a mare when I was away. Yeah. And now it's El Scorchio again. There's guidance in place at the moment as well. And listen, if you're on your way to school or you're listening now, if you're in the kitchen at home, apparently schools can relax uniform policies. Kids, get the jersey on. Get the legs out. Get the shorts on. Don't mind that uniform. But obviously, as I said, I panicked and I felt like as a public service broadcaster, there's certain kind of other advice that maybe I could help with in the position that I'm in here at Spin Broadcasting to however many thousand people. I turned to my pal ChatGPT.
Of course.
I was like, guys, like, we're under pressure this morning. I have a serious role to fill on the show this morning. Uh-huh. So I asked it a few questions about the heat wave. I said, what small talk can you make with people in Ireland about the weather when it's this hot? We're not used to conversations That's about the crucial. Weather being this hot.
Very important.
So some really good advice. It said, talking about the weather in Ireland is practically a national sport, especially when it's unusually good. So they said, they gave me some different kind of categories, one being the general warm weather openers. So very much like welcome to a very ChatGPT heatwave, okay?
Yes.
Some of the advice on this in terms of just conversation openers are, can you believe this heat? Feels like Spain.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm almost too hot to function. Not that I'm complaining yet. You'd swear we were abroad. And then I love this one. God. It says, fair play to Met Aaron. They actually got it right for once.
No, that's too much detail for ChatGPT.
In brackets, they said, a cheeky but friendly jab at the forecaster.
Oh, if they mention the Carlo weatherman, we are done.
We actually are done.
I would be very worried.
Alan O'Reilly.
Yeah.
You'd be glad to know he wasn't. They're not that smart.
Okay, thank God.
Don't have him down. Now, they say, if it's getting a bit too hot, these are the pointers you can say, I actually think I missed the rain a bit at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
No aircon, no fans. We're just not built for this in this country. It's trying to get sleep. That's the worst, isn't it? And I love this as well. Light conversation starters. I urge you listening for the laugh to say this to someone today to see what reaction you get. Just out of nowhere, I beg you in work to say, have you any shade in your garden at all?
Stop.
Anyway, then I said, look, a lot of people will be hanging out in the parks today. I was like, how do you flirt in the park during a heat wave?
Lovely.
So they said, make the heat the flirt, which I liked.
Okay, sure.
I actually love this. You're not helping the temperature situation, you know?
I get worried when they're too clever.
Yeah.
It makes me worry about humanity.
Totally. This much eye contact should be illegal during a UV warning.
Mm. Oh, that's quite good too, unfortunately.
I think so. Yeah, it's a frustrating, I expect.
Oh, for God's
sake. You might remember we've done like a very ChatGPT Christmas in the past, a very ChatGPT Mother's Day, etc.
It's getting
smart. We might have to kill this segment off because it's kind of, apart from the beginning, it's not that funny anymore because it's getting so smart.
Getting
you know what I mean?
It
did say how to ask your boss to finish early in this heat wave, and it did give some, again, kind of practical pointers. But it said, hi, boss name. Any chance we could all log off a bit early today to preserve our sanity? The sun's out, the brain cells are melting, and I think I just saw someone in the office Google how to work from a paddling pool. Oh, that's terrible. A second one they offered was put in the subject line FOMO emergency.
Okay.
Just putting in a formal request to leave early today on compassionate grounds. Everyone I know is in a beer garden and I'm stuck here sweating over spreadsheets. I'll promise I'll be more productive with some vitamin D. Winky face.
Callum, when that comes into your inbox for me, say nothing.
Then this one. The forecast says 25 degrees. I say 25% chance of productivity, 75% chance of spontaneous outdoor napping.
Oh, jeez.
So look, we still have a long way to go. Keep an eye on these very ChatGPT events and we'll see how it improves over time.
Recharged.
Alex Warren and Ordinary on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and Michaela has your access to Longitude. She's got weekend passes to give away again all day today. On her show, she's live from 10, so make sure to keep that in mind and stick her on if you want to get to Longitude for free.
Very, very nice indeed. You're off to the airport after this, Emma.
Oh, I'm actually sick of the size of the place.
I'd say.
My God.
Oh, I'd say you just plough through it now and no even stopping off for a little burger or a little random box of noodles or anything.
Nah, just in and out job done. I have to go to a wedding in Manchester tomorrow. So I'm heading over to Manchester. I've actually never been to Manchester. I'm going to go for a wander later in the afternoon. Yeah, to check the place out. Canal Street, I've always wanted to go to.
Oh yeah, that's meant to be the main street. Meant to be the main street. It is. It's the main street. I hear it. They say it's the main street. It's the main street.
The gay vibe there is amazing.
Oh, stunning.
It's like a big My gay friend actually has always said we need to go to Canal Street for a boogie, and it hasn't happened. But I'll check it out without him today and report back for future planning.
The only reason I realised you were going to the airport is because you were carrying a suitcase. For in terms of airport attire, Emma Nolan's wearing a blazer and a beautiful matching tailored shorts. And I just have to say, when I'm taking to the skies, I would be no more in a blazer than the pilot, I suppose.
I have to say, I'm going out with Jack now nearly a year, and since he's moved in, I've never looked more disgusting.
What?
I woke up this morning at 4:45 and said, make an effort today, will you?
Yeah, you
make a bit of an effort,
girl.
I never do.
You're so glam for the airport. You're kind of like, you look like, why is the only person I can think of Kylie Minogue? You look like someone really glam going to the airport. Our glam queen, Kylie. Well,
to be honest, it's a little shuttle airplane, or propeller, should I say, and flight's about 40 minutes. So
Kylie would love that.
She would indeed. She actually would. This is Spin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is 1 second at the cinema. We play you one singular second of a film. You identify it. And believe it or not, this game has a 100% success rate. Producer Callum's only person in the room who knows the film this morning. Fiona and I are a bit bamboozled looking.
Not sure on this one.
No.
Yeah.
This is the clips.
We're all amigos.
Haven't a notion myself. David, how are you?
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. We played you this clip from a movie.
We're all amigos.
What do you think that movie is?
Toy Story, the first one.
The first one, okay.
Yeah.
Any idea what scene that might be from?
I don't know. I think it might be from when he falls in the claw machine, I think.
Oh.
With all the aliens in it.
Callum,
I don't know.
We're throwing this over to Callum.
David, you're close, but it's not Toy Story 1.
Oh, man.
Technicality.
Yeah.
Thank you, David. Enjoyed the song today.
No problem.
Bye, David.
I will do. You too. Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love the way David just hung up saying, have fun. Thanks.
Have fun with your stupid game.
Glenn, hello.
Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning.
What's the plan for the day?
On the way home from work.
Night shifts,
yeah.
Are you a guard?
No, I'm a crane driver in the port.
We've spoken to you at some point before. Fair play. So will he go and catch the rays today, or he's going to take to the bed?
Straight to the bed.
Yeah. No better feeling when you know it's around the corner. Right, listen, this is the clip from the film.
We're all amigos.
Do you have any idea what movie that is?
Yeah, it's Toy Story 3, and that's Woody.
Toy Story 3, and that's Woody, looking at producer Callum. Yay!
Yay! Amigo? Oi, amigo.
Amigos, we're all amigos.
What's the sound in the background, Callum, you were trying to...
Well, Glenn, do you know what the scene is?
I can't remember. I've watched that too many times.
So Buzz Lightyear... Buzz Lightyear's going a little bit crazy, so all the toys jump on him, reset him, and then they reset him to Spanish mode. So then he goes all Spanish and siesta-y.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. Oh, very
Glenn,
good.
You're off to the cinema when you feel like waking up. Cheers.
Yeah. Bye, Glenn. Thanks very much.
Cheers on, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Talk to you later. Again, 100% success rate. Never fails.
We love it. Mm. Always trust the man in the sky. That's Glenn, the crane, the cinema winner.
You need to go back to bed yourself, to be honest, don't you?
I think that was pretty good. Guys,
whenever I think of Spin, I think of this song, and we haven't hit playing it in so long. This is Baby No Money and Rich Brian with Edema May. On Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Welcome to the weekend.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, welcome to a sunny, sunny weekend.
Oh, hey there.
It looks so good.
It's going to be a belter.
Enjoy. I was just pondering there during the news. You know, you're thinking like, what's going on in my world now for the next little while?
Yeah.
And I'm really going to appreciate a very quiet night tonight.
Very good.
Because this day next week is going to be mania in my gaff.
Go on.
So my friend is away and I am taking on her dog.
Oh, yeah.
For a week.
Oh, God.
From Monday. Her dog is Seamus's, my dog's, sister. From the same litter. They kill each other every time they see each other. Not very, well, actually quite sibling-like.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fairly hectic. And then next Friday, I am taking for the night, I'm minding my two-year-old's nephew. So I will have 2 6-month-old puppies and a two-year-old.
What?
To myself to handle and control and love and care for next Friday night.
Oh no, you can't. You can't do that.
No, I am.
What?
What do you mean I can't?
I'm concerned. I'm going to come over. I'm a bit worried about that situation.
Are you on call next Friday, Callum?
Absolutely not. Keep me away from this.
I think
this...
we all need to be in our homes ready for a phone call.
Yeah.
Because we're going to need to be deployed.
In fairness.
I think there might be deployment needed.
Dave is back next week as well. So yeah. Emma could take one dog. Dave could take another dog and you could take the child.
That's only one dog per bloke per day. That's
right. I love how you're removing yourself from the
situation. I tell you, I'm very much away from this.
Callum was on the delegation, which is a job in itself.
Yeah,
and
that.
We're all doing his busy work.
My name is Spins, fully charged, recharged.
Somber and undressed on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. If you haven't yet, get on it, okay? You need to register if you want to win 4 tickets and an overnight stay at the Mespel Hotel to Dua Lipa. The gig is next Friday. It's completely sold out. You're going to get FOMO and we're making the call on Tuesday. You have to answer the phone a very particular way. Take me to Dua Lipa. Do that, you win the 4 passes, all right? But you need to register on spin1038.com. Don't forget to get that done.
Mm-mm, get in there. But now, it's time for something very important. Usually at this time on a Friday morning, we have Dave Ranks, a segment everyone looks forward to, I think I'll agree. Dave ranks some obscure things, Hannah Montana transition sounds, songs from Phineas and Ferb. But as he's away, I thought, why don't we get someone who has a developed frontal lobe to take on this task? So with that said, it is time for Fiona Ranks. Oh, yes. Very, very excited about this. Okay, right.
It's so unfair. Just because she's new, she got to do it. So lousy.
You can do the next one.
Yeah, I did really take over this. So I actually brought this idea to Dave before when he was like kind of thinking of Dave Ranks. And he was like, you know, you can do Dave Ranks when I'm away sometimes, which is his way of saying, I am not doing that stupid idea.
Okay, he didn't like it at all,
No, he wasn't a fan. But girl, I am. Today, I am going to be ranking Taylor Swift songs. But not just Taylor Swift songs. That'd be too broad, too basic, too general. No, I am ranking Taylor Swift songs that mention rain. Of which there are a lot. Taylor Swift songs that mention rain, the canon of those is more than most musicians have in general.
The amount of research that Fiona did into this after the show yesterday, like she was frantically Googling lyrics. She had lyric sheets everywhere.
Okay. So is Taylor Swift, I'm not the most versed Swiftie at all. Is this kind of a thing among Swifties that she does mention rain a lot? Is this a thing?
It's just something that I've noticed, like when, particularly when she brought out Speak Now, Taylor's version, I was like, and I listened to that album a lot. I really liked it. And I was like, this woman is bloody obsessed with rain.
She mentions rain a lot. Or likes rhyming the word car with bar.
That's
a lot.
Another one.
That's,
and that can be
ones.
Another Fiona Ranks. It rains when she's happy. It rains when she's sad. It rains when she's outing a lad that she was shifting for 2 weeks. Whatever the situation in Taylor's life, it's raining.
Pathetic fallacy.
So
yeah.
With that said, let's start at number 5.
I broke his heart because he was nice. He was sunshine, I was midnight.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bed, I was making my own name.
That is Midnight Rain.
Okay.
So it's in the name.
Yeah.
That is off one of her newer albums, Midnights. So it's like since her first album, she's been doing this. And now that's one of the more recent ones.
With that being number 5, is that your least favourite or do you absolutely hate it? Because sometimes hate it or...
I don't
just,
hate it. No, I like it. I like it because there's plenty...
I don't
plenty...
like the way it goes.
I kind of love it.
Okay.
He was uncomfortable, I don't know. I don't like it enough to know the lyrics, but I like it. All right, number 4.
Oh, and it rains in the bedroom, everything is warm. It rains when you're here and it rains when you're gone. If I was there, you said forever and always. You didn't mean it, baby.
Can I ask just a very quick great question. Did producer Callum make you do this?
No, producer Callum is actually not too happy with this.
No,
list.
That one should be number one. Forever and Always is the GOAT.
I get it. I see. And as I have said, I love all the songs that are on this list. To be four in the top five is pretty good going.
It stinks. It should be number one.
Okay, Callum, let's not be mad at the game. This is Forever and Always off Fearless. We did Taylor's version there, I assume. Not that we have to anymore. Okay, let's do number three.
Something about the way the street looks when it's just rain. There's a glow off the pavement. You walk me to the car.
Okay, she's really into the rain.
Oh, she is. This is, yeah. She wants to dance in the rain in her best dress. Fearless. And that was Fearless off Taylor Swift's album, Fearless.
Brilliant.
And that ranks so highly because when I was trying to get my Eras Tour tickets last year, everyone was sharing Fearless. And it was like as it was just getting a bit darker in the arena, and it was just a great vibe. Okay, number two. Now, this is probably my favourite Taylor Swift song ever, but it doesn't rank number one. But here it is.
Drop everything now. Meet me in the
glory. Right. That is a good one.
Hit me with it. I love that song.
I've never heard it before in my life.
That is the opening, or no, it's not the opening track off Sparks Fly. Is it?
It's, no, it's like it's number two, but it's like, the title out.
So the, I'm outnumbered by Swifties, help me.
The opening track is mine, but then when it hits into this, you're like, whoa, I could kill a man. It's just a very powerful song and I love it. But it didn't rank number one. Callum's mad at number one. I rank Taylor Swift songs in how messy they are and how publicly she airs her drama. So with that said, this is number one.
You paint me a blue sky and go back and turn it to rain.
That absolutely stinks as number one. I'm like, okay. I am actually disgusted.
It's not the rain reference itself. That is Dear John.
But this is the ranking.
I said songs that mention rain. I didn't say the rain bit is the best.
No.
It's their songs that mention rain, and it's like, what is my favourite Taylor Swift song?
Is anyone else
rain?
As passionate about this as these two are? Because they are just genuinely having a bit of a fallout here this morning.
Okay, that was Dear John off Speak Now.
About John...
John Mayer.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the Taylor Swift song, it's like, what lad is this about? Ooh, who's she talking about? And then it hits into the chorus, and she's like, Dear John! And it's like, oh, we get it. So I love that messiness. Yes, she wrote it when she was 19, but then she released it again. And she did it as her surprise song on the Eras Tour. So she's a petty woman and she's not willing to let go. And I respect that.
Well, do you know what, Fiona? As things go, you did all right.
A horrible day, Frank. And you're never doing it again.
Can I even go next time he's
Absolutely.
Off?
She's never going anywhere near this.
Woohoo!
This is Spin. Good morning. I've been doing a lot of going at the moment, which I cannot wait is coming to an end as of this weekend. I don't want to see the airport for a while. I was mentioning I have a wedding in Manchester. And this just came to my attention last night when I was like packing my bag. And I went in, just pure routine, pure habit. You don't even realise you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And in the spare room, there's a chest of drawers. And in the top shelf of the chest of drawers is where I keep like hair dryers, hairspray, blah, 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 blah. And then inside that drawer, there is a box with like hair bobbins, clips, blah, blah.
Love it.
And in that box is just for some reason, I don't know why, it's where I keep my passport.
Okay.
I don't know why I chose there out of everywhere. It's even long before the dog came along. It's not I was trying to keep it out of a chew area.
Passport would be a tasty snack.
But I just thought to myself, I have no idea why I keep my passport here. But if I'm going into that drawer for anything like a hair bobbin or whatever and I don't see my passport, it would obviously send me into a state of utter panic, right? With that in mind, I want to know the places where you keep your passport, okay? Because I know they can be kind of obscure sometimes. People can be very protective of them. So I know someone, for example, who keeps it in a particular book in her bookshelf all the time.
Oh, that's smart.
And I think as well, the pressure is very much on parents. If you're, say, the responsible for your kids' passports as well, where do you knock them around, say, for example, in the house? A passport's never in sight, on display, you know, under the telly. They're always put into very specific locations. And I think that those specific locations vary from location to location. I'm just being real nosy this morning. Tell me, where do you keep your passport? Your voice notes, as we said, will be fab on this. 087 711 1038.
I like
you guys.
I actually, you go first.
I keep mine in a wallet, as in like a folder wallet kind of thing, underneath the TV stand. As in not like in the TV stand itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you were saying about the bedroom and everything, it's like it does make sense because you'd be packing and everything there. But I kind of think just because it's in the main room, I will remember where it is. Now, again, a bit like yourself, I've been back and forth to the airport. I was going back to the UK a lot the last couple of weeks. So there was a period of time when I had the passport just out on display on the dining table.
You were just raw-dogging your passport.
I know. It was just because I was literally flying every weekend for weekends.
That's wild.
It was just there. And
for
I was
all the
like,
world to see.
Yeah. There's actually been a couple of times where I've left it in my coat a couple of times.
No.
Like, That's not very you, Colin.
I know. I'm Mr. Organized to a point.
Stresses me out.
But I flew during the winter, like over Christmas, and I put, after you had your passport over in the airport, put it in my coat pocket.
Yeah.
And I just never took it out for like 3 weeks
That's
as well.
That's very unlike you.
I know,
that
but like,
panic.
When I saw the passport on the table, I was like, I've got to move this. Like, I can't have this on
this
display.
This is a crazy way to live.
Maybe I was just...
one spillage and that's you done for.
I was just displaying my Britishness everywhere.
Listen, get in touch. Send your voice notes. All you have to tell us is where the passport is, okay? And this isn't me trying to sneak into your house and rob your identity.
This would be a great way to do it, though.
It's just a bit of nosiness. Get in touch and send your voice notes on this, please. Where in the house... or the shed, you weirdo.
Oh.
Do you keep your passport? Get in touch on WhatsApp. Rudimental Creed and All I Know on Spin. Going to be a cracker in Dublin today. So make those plans accordingly for your afternoon and your evening and your weekend. I was just asking you, where do you in the house keep your passport? Just utter nosiness, as I said, not trying to steal your identity or anything by knowing your secret spots. I just noticed yesterday when I was packing up my bag, because I have to go to a wedding in Manchester this weekend, and just pure habit, not even realising, just robotic, doing my thing I normally do. And I went, I don't know why I chose to keep my passport in this drawer, which is in a chest of drawers in the spare room. Up top is where I keep hair dryers and stuff like that and a few bobbins. And in like a little kind of a box that you can fit in the drawer is just where my passport is kept. And if I'm ever running in to get a bobble or take out the hairdryer and it's not there, utter blind panic ensues, as you can imagine. Callum.
Yeah, so Emma this morning is looking on 0877 11 1038. Where do you keep your passport? But she also wants your home address and if you keep the front door open so she can rob your passport.
And what times you're not in the house. Send your voice notes in, okay? Because I know that sometimes these can be kind of obscure places or just really bland places, but you're maybe not, or maybe you have a rationale as to why you keep it there. Amy was on.
I'm 38 and I still have to live it in my mum's house.
I so get that.
I lost
my car keys a few weeks ago and I was like, I don't even know if I have a spare. My dad was like, yeah, it's in our house.
Oh, that's where it should be.
The other side of the country. Yeah. Okay. Where do you keep your passport? Send us a voice note on 087-711-1038, please. Nothing but utter curiosity and blatant nosiness. On this morning's show, I've been asking, and we've been asking, but it's my nosiness really that got this across the line. Where do you keep your passport? I'm heading away today. I was just packing up last night and I'm just total monotony, getting my bits together. Went into the same old drawer. I always keep my passport in a box with all my hair bobbins. No idea why I chose to keep it there, but that's where it is. And if I ever open that drawer and it's not there, oh, the panic kicks in.
Maybe that's why you keep it there, so you can kind of check on it every day.
Yeah.
Like you can always know. I think that's good logic.
We're not asking you for your air code here. We're not asking you what time you leave the house. We're just being nosy.
Emma wants to engage in espionage on a national level.
Denny was in touch.
I keep mine in the car, if it makes any sense. Mine, my husband's and my babies. I don't know, I'm very paranoid and I said that in case someone is going to break into our house and they would steal them, we are going to be done. But my car is very old, like it's 2011. Nobody's going to break into it. So I guess it's the safest place.
Why did we put that
in
there?
Why?
We now know that Denny keeps her passports in the car and that her car
and the red
is very breakable into. If
the worst
old
thing is, she actually said the make and model of the car, and
no,
I took it out of the voice note. So, like, she wants her passports robbed.
She's asking for it.
I can't believe that those passports are traveling around Dublin and beyond in that car at all times.
Are they at the very least in the glove compartment? Imagine they're just up on the dash. hanging from the mirror like a little air freshener.
Denny, that is very, very unsettling. I feel weird after that.
She puts lines them in the top for more velocity for like when she's on the motorway.
We've Emma standing by there. It's your dad that keeps his passport in a weird place, yeah?
My dad, he keeps it on the fireplace.
Oh my God, that's nuts.
I know. So it's just all family photos and then his passport.
What? Is he always a man that's lived on edge?
Yeah, he is. And he never goes on holiday either, so it just needs to go in a drawer somewhere.
He just likes to look at it. He just likes to remember his Irishness.
Yeah. He wants to remember that he has free will, and if he wants out, he can go.
Yeah.
You know what?
If he can go, he can go.
My passport was actually on the mantelpiece for a long time.
Fiona.
Behind a photo frame. And I was like, I must move that.
Yeah.
And it would stay there for months. So I kind of get it.
Does he light the fire?
No.
Okay, so it's not a used fireplace.
No, it's not a used fireplace.
That helps my panic somewhat.
Underneath the TV, so family photos and his passport and stuff.
Thanks, Emma. Have a good one. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Emma.
Thanks.
Bye. Callum, are you capable, because you're capable of loads of things, of laminating a passport?
Oh, no, you're not allowed to do that. You can't do anything to a passport.
You can do any bits with the passport.
You can. You can put a cover on it, but you can't stick anything to the passport.
No, well, I had to get a new passport recently because it just expired. And my last one, the outer cover was laminated.
As in like a thick lamination?
Yeah, like it had a cover so it didn't bend or whatever. But not when I bought it or anything. Like it was someone, I don't know who, all those years ago laminated it for me.
For me, the general rule of passport is do not touch it. As in, don't deface it, don't accessorize the passport.
Sorry, Callum is so passionate right now. Yeah. Like, he's really...
Oh, like the fingers up. Yeah. No, pointing his
because
finger around the room
I went to Vienna last summer, and you know sometimes when you get those stickers from the baggage tags that they stick on the passport?
Yeah.
Some of the airports in the UK have stuck them on the pages in my passport.
Ooh.
And in Vienna, the people in the airport were like, you can't, we might not be able to let you in because of this.
Stop.
Because there's stuff on the passport that aren't stamps.
Oh, okay.
So don't do anything to your passport.
I'm nervous because now mine's not nominated and it's getting bendy.
I would have it bendy. As long as the pages aren't ripped, you're fine.
Okay. Bend it like Beckham. You guys should see my brother's passport. It is like in bits. It's got pages torn out of it and it's like water damaged and wrecked. And he was like coming back and forth to Australia and New Zealand when he was living there. And every time he'd get stopped and they'd be like, you can't come through. And every time he'd say he was going to his mother's wedding. And I'm like, how many weddings has my mom had?
There's a good trick. Zoe was in touch.
I actually keep my passports for me and the kids in my underwear drawer in my room, because then I can never lose them, because you open the drawer every day so that I can always see them there. I know where they are. They've been there forever.
Yeah, I think that's a very good place to keep them.
Sharon that's a messaged, bit like your bobbin drawer.
Sharon messaged in as well, saying knicker drawer as well.
I think it's a safe place.
Yeah, but there's loads of stuff in the knicker drawer as well, I'd say. Like, I'd say that's where you keep
all
the secrets.
Careful.
No. Hey. I just mean, like, you know, you'd keep...
We're talking about passports
today. Fair enough.
All right?
Larry is standing by. What's the story with you, Larry? Where'd you keep your passports?
I just leave them in the backpack. Do you know the airport backpack we all have?
Oh.
Do you know that one bag we always bring to the airport?
Yeah, no, do you know what? You're on something there, maybe a little bit different for me, because it's like, are we hand luggage in this? Are we priority? I.e., do we get a little handbag situation with the carry-on? But you, as a man, would have your airport backpack
That's
it.
Yeah.
We all have one that it fits nice, it's good on the back, even if you're going short
Larry,
distance, long distance.
Stop trying to make airport backpack happen. It's not going to happen. Not everyone
has a thing.
Do you work for the airport backpack company or something?
Would you believe I have a website?
Stop. I would believe that.
www.
Hammering.
So you're not just responsible for your own passport that way. The wife, the kids, all in the backpack.
All in the same backpack, same pocket. We all know where they are.
Now, Larry,
there's no confusion.
Here's the question. Where is the backpack kept when you're not going on holidays?
On top of the kids' wardrobe. Really? Same place every time. Okay. No one gets confused. It's simple.
Nice one. Nice one. Good tip. Thank you very much, Larry. Good luck.
No, what lads. Get the backpacks.
See you later. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for fulfilling my little piece of curiosity there. You scratched my itch.
I love it. Where's your airport backpack? Raise it up. Raise it up to the sky.
Oh, right now?
Yeah. Let's see your airport backpacks, people.
It's just my fake old branded bag there I got with me today. Playing your piece of money next.
This is Dua Lipa.
Take me to Dua Lipa.
Running out of time on this, we are making the call on Tuesday just after midday. Myself, Dave and Fiona will be here in studio waiting for you to answer the phone within five ringing saying,
take me to Dua Lipa.
She's playing the Aviva next Friday. The phone was going to be real. Town will be hopping. It'll be great. I'll crack.
What's very wrong? Excited.
Next week. Yeah.
I've got my tickets. Oh, what should I wear? Genuinely. I know we're kind of talking about this.
I don't know. It's just party, isn't it?
Mermaid outfit from maybe Barbie.
So. I've seen some of the merch because she's touring in, I think, the UK at the minute.
Yeah.
And she's got this great looking football jersey.
Yes. Sporty queen.
It's kind of a big thing now because I think Sabrina Carpenter has one.
Yeah.
Tate McRae kind of has the hockey
that
jerseys
NFL
as
kind
well.
Of hockey it is.
Yeah, so it's like, but it looks really.
Yeah, because Stu is a big Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
And they have the Liverpool chant that's like, I think it's one kiss, and it's a Liverpool chant.
Okay.
I know about sports.
She is donning these lovely, not play suits, what are the full length ones?
Jumpsuits
as well. A red one's gorgeous, I keep seeing. So she's playing there next Friday. Tickets are gone. They're gone. If you'd like to go, we have not one, not two, not three, but four tickets to go. And we're giving them away, as we said, on Tuesday. On top of that, too, we want to put you up in the 4-star Mespel Hotel. Utter luxury on the night. No panicking, trying to get up from wherever you live across town. You'll be in the thick of it. And as I said, we're making the call on Tuesday.
Yes. And if you want to win those tickets, you can head to the homepage of spin1038.com and fill out your details on the form. It's that easy. You have to be over 18 or older. You have to be 18 or older to enter. I could have said that a lot easier. But look, that's where we are today. And you can find the full terms and conditions on our website. You need to get your entry in by 11 a.m. on Tuesday the 24th of June, okay? That's when Emma, Dave and myself could be calling you. If you enter and you get our call, you have five rings to answer with
Take Me to Dua Lipa. No variations on that will be accepted, sadly.
Don't be like, take me to Dua Lipa or whatever. I don't really mind. don't. We'll be raging. Say it right, you win. Say anything else, and unfortunately, we will have to move on to the next caller.
So look, get on it right now. Register on spin1038.com. No WhatsApp on this. Strictly on the website, okay? And if you get the call back on Tuesday after 12 noon, please answer the phone saying, take me to Dua Lipa, and somehow find three friends to bring.
That's the hardest thing in all of this.
Tough gig on that,
Who are they?
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
We're discussing here what I should eat. Well, actually, I'm just talking to myself and no one's answering me. I'm kind of trying to think of what to eat after work today because it's a Friday, so it means you get a little treat and you get to get something a little dorty.
Dorty.
Well, I didn't wait till Friday this week. On Wednesday, when I was coming home for work, I asked Dwayne, my lover, to get me some deli sausages from Dunn's. And I wanted two. I came home. He was like, hold that. And it was the weight of a newborn baby. There was 11 deli sausages in the back. Now, the woman in the deli, I think she's very fond of Dwayne. Like, he's gone in and ordered 6 chicken wings before. And she's like, 6 would never feed you. And she's given him about 20. She did the same with the sausages, working through them all week.
Did he only pay for the two?
No, for the wings, she didn't charge him. And she's always like, go and get a bottle of Lucozade, put it in your bag, and if anyone says anything, say that Brenda from the... I swear to God, she's encouraging him to steal Lucozade. And she gives us 11 sausages, and we love her.
I think
it was like $5.70 for the 11 sausages, but not too bad.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Happy Friday. Welcome. What's the crack?
Welcome and a happy Friday indeed. Emma, you're not giving very summer vibes over there. You're giving Arctic Explorer.
Honestly, I don't know what is going on or what they're testing up in engineering in this building. It is like an igloo in this studio this morning and it's really not helping with the attire today.
No.
Donning a pair of shorts.
No, you got the legs out, which I always appreciate because I like to see that in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's always pretty cold in here. I always wear leggings or jeans just because I feel like it's icy. But today is particularly cold.
Oh, come on, guys. And they're probably trying to be nice to people knowing it's really hot outside. But I think they've gotten it wrong by about 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's freezing. And the aircon is always right behind me as well. So it comes down my back.
Oh no, that'd make you sick now.
Yeah, it would make you sick. I'm telling you, I'll be claiming. I'm only joking. In the meantime, I'm in, I always have, because of the cold in here, I always keep my emergency big, like, would you say the Arsene Wenger kind of big coat.
Your duvet coat. Your rugby mom coat.
Exactly. So look, that's where we're at. I'm in a coat. You're probably sweating in the car. Now though, you have a job to do. Your job is to decide what song is going to close the show on a sunny Friday. I feel like the responsibility and the win is even sweeter if you get the win on a Friday. Myself, Dave and Fiona, we go head to head. And this is what I've gone for this week. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go wild. Courtesy of a very random Spotify playlist I was listening to this week. It popped up. I said, I forgot about Flo Rida's song, My House.
How could you be forgetting about Flo Rida's My House?
It's an absolute banger. If you want it on the radio, you're going to have to vote for it to help me get there. Emma in a WhatsApp, please send that to 087 711 1038. Dave is on his jollies, but he's left us this.
What's up, Pippa? You want me to come swimming in the sea with all the little fishies? All right, be there in a second. Hey, guys, sorry about that. How are you? I'm just currently sitting on a beach in Corfu, Kalimera, as they say here in Greece, or as I've been saying for the first 3 days, calamari.
Okay.
Since it's so summery here and they keep blasting it on the radio, I'm going to go for this. Yeah, that is Omi and Cheerleader. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, then it's Dave in a WhatsApp right now to 087 711 1038. I'm coming, Pippa. I don't know how to say goodbye in Greek.
See you later, Dave. Thanks for that.
We get it. You're on your holidays. Yes, that is a nice summer vibe. But enough of that. I've gone for this. So
hard to
believe. Yep. Come back, baby,
please come. We belong together. How did you get this one over the line, gal?
She doesn't believe in the concept of time, and neither do I. It's Mariah Carey's We Belong Together. She did release the 20-year anniversary album of The Emancipation of Mimi a couple of weeks ago. But also, I didn't know this, this song recharted in 2021.
No way!
So I got it over the line.
Do you know what that was?
That
COVID.
Was, oh, sorry. I
We Belong Together.
Literally, no choice but to. That is Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. If you'd like to hear that for the last song of the show, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Okay, I've gone for Flo Rida and My House. Help a girl out by texting the word Emma to 087 711 1038. Dave, going for Omi's Cheerleader. That's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
And I've gone for Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. Would you like to hear that on the radio? It's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number one hit music station.
On spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And yesterday on the show, Fiona brought us a story about a lady online. Apparently she's very savvy when it comes to making some cost saving when it comes to food. And one of her recommendations for extra flavour in your porridge as like a maybe an option instead of using honey or whatever, is just to kind of bring the flavour out through a tea bag, right? And she includes a tea bag in her porridge. I'm sure we had to give this a try. I have to say, the tea bag was lovely.
That was actually all right. And I just will say, she did say it's for cost saving. She went on to garnish her porridge with pistachios and raspberries, which I would say are some of the most expensive accoutrements.
Mm. Callum also, as usual, took it too far. Then I made us try coffee in it, which was pretty gross.
The porridge that she used as well, the tea bag that she used, was the Yorkshire tea.
They're pricey.
Biscuit flavour tea as well, which, like, that sounds dull.
A drop of milk would have just done the business, really, but when we were chatting about this, I recalled that my granddad, he has lived in Sweden. He actually passed away this week, very sadly. But in his honour, we're going to try something this morning. This is the way I'm honouring my granddad this week on the show.
That's a great way to do it. Paddy would be proud.
He would. That when we were kids, I remember just being totally taken aback by how he ate his breakfast cereal, because he'd always have his cornflakes or whatever was around. I can't really remember, this a long time ago. But instead of milk, he'd always use orange juice instead. Okay, so I said we need to try this because something I never actually delved into. And so this morning we have, what do we have on offer here this morning in terms of the cereal, first of all, Cal?
Yeah, so there's three different cereals. There's Weetabix, there is Shreddies, and then I've kind of done like the ultimate kind of taste test, porridge again. Then you can confirm if orange porridge, which has a nice ring to it, porridge is better than the tea or the coffee porridge.
Okay. Yesterday. I was hoping that we might get a bit of Cocoa Pops going on around here.
Well, yeah. There are Cocoa Pops on Dave's desk, but I do fear that man. So
that would have been perfect. Chocolate orange combo with the porridge. You say ultimate taste test. Yeah. I say workplace bullying.
See, I think Dave is the kind of man that has weighed the contents of his Cocoa Pops before he went on holiday, and he'll weigh them again when he comes back off holiday.
If there's one missing, he'd notice.
He will know.
David Hammond counts his Cocoa Pops.
So we've the first lot, which is the Shreddies and orange. Now, I think they are sugared Shreddies as well, so this may mess with your head. So Fiona, take a scoopful there, get some juice in there.
I think it's going to be very acidic.
And then pass it over to Emma there as well.
Okay. Oh, thank you for the soup spoon.
Yeah, there's we have a real lack of spoonage in this building.
Oh, no. Was my Granda Paddy alone in his adventures?
Oh, her face is not happy.
Lots of sad things.
Now, I would say because I think they're actually frosted shredded wheat than actual regular ones. So I'd say there is an overness of sugar on there.
Oh, Grandad, what were you at?
That is worse, so much worse than I could have possibly ever imagined it would be.
Callum, I think it's unfair if you don't give this one go.
Well, I don't have a third spoon and we're not sharing spoons, so it's fine.
All right.
No, I know. I look after myself. So what have we got up next? The Weetabix.
Yeah, the Weetabix.
Now, I've left this to marinate. I went upstairs during the 9 o'clock news to make this. So I haven't heated the Weetabix either. So this is Coles orange juice marinated Weetabix.
Okay, go on. Have a lash, Fiona. Have a lash. In the gob. Down the hatch. Oh, God, her face. She might. Please don't get sick in here.
I actually might.
Is it bad?
Now, they aren't Weetabix branded Weetabix either. They're like the wheat bisques or bisques of wheat. Or
I love a knockoff cereal, but do you know what? I think it's how acidic the OJ is.
You know what? I don't mind that as much.
Really? No.
As in, I would need a bowl of it, but as a little taste, I'm like, okay, maybe see what you were getting at.
Maybe
in Spain, the leche would just get too hot too quickly
or something.
That could be it.
I've never been as aware of the taste of a spoon. And it's just not. I think that's what's really doing.
That's actually very true. It's like if you have orange juice in like a metal container, you can just taste the metal.
Yeah.
So I'd say
that's what I'm really getting.
Okay, so now we're at the third and final one. So yesterday you had porridge with coffee and porridge with tea. Now it's porridge with orange juice, orange as we have called it. I haven't seasoned this with anything. This is just pure oats and orange.
Fiona actually looks like the face of someone who's going through like a nasty bush tucker trial.
This is not the right day for me to do this.
We made you drink broccoli water.
That was fine. I hadn't been at me ma's retirement the night before.
Fiona had a late night last night.
How do you rank the orange there?
There's a smile on her face.
That's the best of the bunch.
Wow.
Oh, it's coming back out again.
A laser gag. Okay, brilliant. Started good.
There is a bin in the corner if you need it.
Please don't vom.
No, it's fine. Oh!
That's not so bad, you know.
It's okay.
It's like a fulfill bar.
I
wouldn't
see
that. It's just very metallic. All of it tastes very metallic.
I did heat that up in the microwave as well, and I did have to Google, can you put orange juice in the microwave, because I was worried about it exploding.
Yeah. Orange juice?
Yeah, you just don't know what you can put in the microwave or not these days, can you? Without it. The world's gone woke. You can't put anything in the microwave without it exploding.
Yeah, normally like a glass bottle or something. Anyway, all right, well, not for us. Thanks, Granda.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was talking briefly on the show yesterday about I got fooled by AI. I got fooled by an AI picture of Sarah Jessica Parker and the other Sex and the City girlies. And that wasn't the first time last week or even in that day that I was fooled by AI. I just briefly noticed, I don't know if anyone has seen these cropping up on YouTube.
Mm.
There's a song with Adele and Miley Cyrus, a new release, official video, all the works. And I was like, why is no one talking about this? Like,
I wasn't eavesdropping, but I heard yesterday you were chatting to Callum about the show. I think I had my headphones on. This was before we came on the air. And did you say, why is no one talking about the Adele Miley Cyrus song? That's huge. Okay.
I was like, that's a massive collaboration. Like, is that not like big news or what? No one's talking about it. And then we had to scroll to the comments and we saw it was indeed
AI
generated song.
See, this is the confusing thing, man. Like, at least we're sharp enough to, like, if you were like an elderly person, it's just it's awful
what's going on. Yeah. And it's getting smarter and smarter. And it looked very legit. But when you listen to the song, you'd probably notice, you'd have to be a very trained ear. It sounds very real. It is quite creepy.
You want it quiet. I gave you storm, said you like fire. But now when it burns, told me to shine.
then curse the glow. You kiss the wild.
The echo is the only thing that gives me a little bit, but it's Miley Cyrus. That's Miley Cyrus' voice. Yeah.
Now, the song is very same-ish throughout. There's no kind of like chorus or anything, or no like big
moment.
I guess maybe that's a bit of an indication as well. It's called No Good Woman. I have Adele's bit here as well.
You want perfection, that ain't our song. We walk through storms and still stay strong.
Your question about AI voices, because I know you're all over this. You know the way that song doesn't exist in real life, right? All those words that quote-unquote Miley and quote-unquote Adele are singing, are they words that they would have had to sing before, or are they just guessing based on the tone of their voices what it would sound
so,
like?
So, yeah, I've kind of worked and played around with a couple of AI models where you basically upload stuff. So if I was to create an AI version of Fiona, I would get a 2-minute bit of Fiona just pure talking, and then AI can mould itself around that.
Right.
So it's not necessarily heard the guy's sing those exact words before, but it can kind of
I'd love next week if we were to do this, right? If we could do this where you have a bit of me, a bit of Dave, a bit of Fiona, and see if you listening or even ourselves can cop whether it was us or not that said certain things. It's frightening, isn't it?
I'll see if I can get onto that without having to pay through the nose for a very fancy
drink. Oh, yeah.
No, we don't want to pay.
No, if it's costing money, don't bother.
Yeah, it's a very weird one. No Good Woman is the name of the song. Now, I fell for it for a second before I clicked
it. Just a second, guys. It was just a second.
Well, in fairness, Fiona said to me at the desk, why is no one talking about this song?
Yeah, we just said that to Gaz,
But I could be, Scarlett for At Melodic Vibes Zone 88 on YouTube, who commented, two powerhouse voices, one unforgettable song. Okay. Adele and Miley just redefined what a musical collaboration should be. Raw, emotional, and soul-shaking. Imagine you said that about AI.
I know.
And then there are a lot of the other comments, I'm like, are these comments AI? Where does it end? Because they're like, this song defines what women have been through. What an empowering song for every woman out there. The lyrics are amazing. Just Talent, two of my favorite female artists. I think some of those are AI. And this seems to be a bit of a trend. There's a load of AI songs with Adele out at the moment. Here's one with her and Beyonce.
Watch the walls come falling down. Heard the future hit the ground. Every promise turned to dust in the chaos, in the rush.
Yeah, it kind of loses Beyonce-esqueness halfway through, but
sure. They all sound kind of the same. Mm. Like, they have no kind of distinguishable feature. And then I found one of Adele and Eminem.
What?
Still I can't erase you from my heart.
Kim, I know you feel the same. Another night, another fight, what comes next? We burn like fire, but we drown like rain. Love and hate twisted up inside my brain.
Sorry, is it 2002 that Eminem was rapping about Kim?
About Kim, I know, and that he's got Adele on it. I feel like now that Eminem is poor. It sounds like a front-facing Irish comedian, taking off Eminem.
Scary stuff.
Very, very weird. Yeah, someone commented on that one because someone shared that to my favourite website, reddit.com, which is where I go for all my news. And they were like, this is crazy. This AI version of Adele and Eminem, Kim. And someone said, this is so S-word. Please don't share it or indulge it. And then this person was obviously scared to get the wrath of the Reddit gods. He was like, I just shared the link for reference. I should have just taken a screenshot. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I didn't play it when I saw it in YouTube.
Oh my god, the
you have
people
to be
are
careful on that side.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tint.
Well, today be the day. It's exciting. I'm hopeful.
Very exciting.
Connor,
I have a good feeling.
Standing by to take on the golden ticket. All with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Working this morning in a pharmaceutical company. Do you have your goggles on, Connor?
Of course, lady, of course.
Yeah. And which pharmaceutical company is it? Is it one of the very classics?
Important. No, we're quite small. You wouldn't know it.
You're tackling big pharma. You're saying alternative medicine sources.
And come here, are you on and off night shifts as well, like my friend's fella working in the same
place? No,
days. I work days. So
nice. Cool. Have you been on holidays this year, Connor?
No, I'm going in a few weeks.
Okay. So, we like a greedy man. Looking for the second holiday. Where is holiday number 1, 2?
To Spain, San Marino.
Yeah, lovely.
Ooh, very nice.
Right, listen, are you familiar with this game? It is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Do you know the crack here and how this works?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay, listen, let's just remind those listening, in case you're new to this listening, what Connor needs to do is guess these 5 songs and artists we're about to play for him within 25 seconds. If he does that, he'll win the holiday to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, if it's a collaboration, only worry about telling us one artist on that song. Connor, save the time and keep it for other songs.
All right, Connor, so there's no skipping or passing songs, but there is a swap. If you don't know the song, you can shout swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you're stuck on. You only get one swap, okay? So use it wisely and you cannot swap the final song. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but when you do, we will pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Does that all sound okay, Connor?
Sounds good, yeah.
All right, any questions? You're good to go, are you?
No, good to go.
All right, here we go. Song 1 and Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Hosier and Too Sweet.
Beautiful. Oh,
very good.
Hosier and Too Sweet, Back of the Net. Well done.
In just 4 seconds. So that is, if that's your average, you're doing very well. You've got 21 seconds left now for 4 songs. So we like your odds.
We're kicking into song 2. Connor, take a breath. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Ordinary Alex Warren.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
You know your stuff. Alex Warren and Ordinary. In the bag.
18 seconds left on the clock for 3 songs. So that is, if my maths is correct, 6 seconds per song.
That's loads of time. Laughing. Yeah. Here we go, Connor, playing you song 3 on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I'm doing just fine now,
it's over. Becky Hill. I've been moving on and living my remember, is it?
Yeah.
Remember?
Very good, very good. I was going to say, I was actually like, do you not remember? And then I was like, no, that's not a clue. That's the answer. Nice one, Becky Hill. And remember, you did it. I'd say it cost you a few seconds, though.
It did. You've now got 8. But that's not bad at all. You've got 8 seconds left for 2 songs. So that's 4 seconds per song. That's a pretty good average going into the final 2 songs. And you do have your 1 swap remaining as well, Connor, if you need it.
All right. Okay. Deep breath. Let's not panic. We're into song 4 and it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
Okay. Good use. Miles Smith, that's his song. Nice to meet you. All right. Not to worry. We are back to where we were.
8 seconds. That was a nice, quick use of the swap as well. Okay. Are you ready for your next, for your swapped song 4?
Yes, let's go.
Yeah, let's do this. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Remember the feeling
of my feelings. Don't forget my love.
Yeah. Your skin. Come on.
Oh, no, I don't know.
1-0. Connor, incredible player.
I'm sad. It's called Don't Forget My Love. You were right in that, and you could have named either Diplo or Miguel for us.
No, I wouldn't have had that. I had the name up here.
At least you know you wouldn't have. Like, if you were like, no, that was just on the tip of my tongue, you'd be sickened.
Yeah. Connor, try and get on again. I know. Between Don't Forget My Love and Remember, all the forgetting and rememberings. Look, not to worry. You mind yourself. Enjoy this one today if you can, and thanks for giving it a go. You were a fantastic player. Cheers, Connor.
Cheers, lads. Thank you
so much, Connor.
Talk to you later. Royce, that's it. We roll on till Monday. No joy again, sadly. But Dave's back Monday, giving another chance to win your way on that lovely holiday for a week for free. If you want to register early, get it in the bag. Golden and WhatsApp, send it over to 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And Fiona, you have been an absolute Trojan horse keeping the gang together while we've all been running around over the last couple of weeks. Dave is back on Monday, and for the first time in ages, it'll be the 3 of us.
Yay!
All back together.
And no more holidays until my one, which is coming up soon.
You're being a good girl. You're only taking a Thursday and Friday.
I'm the best
something.
Girl.
You are the best girl. Yeah. She's got through the L period first. What is it before they can fire?
Probation.
Probation period.
Yeah. Probation. And the period. You don't want to go away when you're...
listen, if you want to get you to Longitude, stick around because Matthew's on the way from 10 giving your weekend passes. Dua Lipa tickets, that massive gig happening next week in the Aviva. Spin1038.com to get yourself registered for that. But for now, there was also one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma's choice was Flow Rider and My House. Dave's choice was Omi and Cheerleader. And Fiona's choice was Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. I can tell you with a whopping 58% of the vote blowing you out of the water this
Come
week's
on.
Winner.
Come
he
on.
Isn't here. It's Mr. David Hammond and Cheerleader. Emma, you got 27%. Emma, Fiona, you're last with 15%.
What?
Everyone hates you.
What?
What is wrong with you people listening to this show?
Y'all got no taste.
Overflow rider.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the sun. Good luck.